USDA is forecasting a big drop in cotton production this year, according to Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council.
The production estimate for the U.S. crop is 13.1 million bales. This is 10% less than the previous estimate of 14.5 million bales and 20% lower than last year. The estimates are a bit surprising and lower than most anticipated. The August estimate includes lower planted acreage, higher abandonment, and a lower average yield than was estimated last month. So as compared to the June report, planted acreage was actually reduced by 100,000 acres from 9 million acres to 8.9 million acres. Harvested acres was lowered by 610,000 acres, and most of that is in Texas. Texas harvested acres is projected to be 4.2 million acres, down from 4.6 million acres last year. Average yield was reduced quite a bit from the previous estimate as well, down to 795 pounds per acre, which is 43% lower than last year.
Campici says they remain optimistic about this year's crop.
Obviously, the U.S. estimates seem a bit low, particularly in Texas and in relation to planted acres and harvested acres. The yields also seem a bit low for some of the areas given some of the crop conditions, but we still have time left in the growing season, and obviously weather and harvest conditions are going to play a large role in total ending production.
Cotton prices had been dropping since the end of June, when they were just under 69 cents per pound. But after the report came out, they rebounded from under 63 cents to almost 68. The USDA price forecast for cotton this year was increased by a few cents to a range of 58 to 72 cents. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.